Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you should find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Tuesday through Sunday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and 8:30 to 10:30 on Mondays. Come hang with our wild dove, Luyu, in Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts and twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters. Turn up the heat for the Artist Seduction on Wednesday. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft or Selling Art with Richard and Neutron, and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dex. And Friday, come fill my eyes with open poetry. Saturday, join Grey Eyes howling at the moon in the Canadian wilds as he brings you bad company. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then check out our app, midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday mornings. Join Victoria and Versus tonight as they bring you Hearts of L&P. Tuesday, take a walk on the wild side. Wednesday, join Neutron and Cat as the After Midnight Bombers. Thursday, delve into a world of strange magic with Incoherent Dust, Victoria Frost. Friday is a split between Crawling into the Darkness with Pam and Break on Through. And Saturday, join Aphasiana and Babbler as they teach you the fine art of Art Sinner, Art Saint. Check out the shows, check out the contests, call in to read your poems, and have some fun. And as you heard, tonight we're featuring Boston, their debut album, 1976. Hello, Gene. Hello, Pam. How you all doing? Wow. Did I just say all that? And I'm not even speaking? Hello?
Wasn't waiting for Gene to talk first. Sorry. hey, Rex. How's it going?
Wait a minute. Why do I have to talk first? That's not written in my contract.
I didn't even hit the thing of it. You were mutating, weren't you?
Shut up, Rex. Anyway, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great.
I
was saying a few minutes ago, 1976 was a hell of a year. This was Boston's debut album. Frampton Comes Alive was also out that year. Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper came out that year. And Kansas' Left Overture with Carry On Wayward Son. And Presence from Led Zeppelin featuring Achilles' Last Stand. And Nobody's Fault But Mine. Wonderful year for some great music.
Absolutely. It was. Good stuff. And just so you know, I picked up another call. We have Mindy with us. Hey, Mindy, how are you?
Hey there.
Hey, Mindy.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Looking forward to the show.
Who's the singer?
Pardon me?
I said, you're supposed to say, ho there. Hey there, hi there, ho there.
Welcome as can be. You got it.
Like the Mickey Mouse.
It's a bit late since you already took it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you what, that first album, Tom Scholz played just about every instrument on every song on that album. He mixed it at his place in Massachusetts because he didn't want to do the mixing out in L.A., with somebody else who didn't know what the sound was that he wanted created. So he made a deal with the producer who got the boys out there, the rest of the band out there, to get them set as if they were recording, while Tom stayed at home in Massachusetts and remixed his original tapes to get the sound that he wanted. And he did just that. He then went out to California with his mix, and they ran the vocals and some overdubs to fill in. So, a hell of an album.
Absolutely.
Now that everybody's being really quiet. What, no draw from the girls in the gallery? Shame.
I don't know. I don't know why everybody's being so quiet. Y'all want me to talk first? I don't need to talk first. This is just karmic relief here.
Well, I just know that every time somebody says hello to two people at the same time, one of two things happens. Either they both try to talk at the same time, or they're both quiet at the same time because they know that they're both going to try to talk at the same time.
Well, see, I
right.
muted myself on my phone.
Air.
And when I was looking at the screen, my computer screen said I was here. So I was like, why isn't anybody saying anything? So, see, that's how that works. So anyway, yeah, it was a hell of a year in music, Rex. I agree with you.
Oh, absolutely.
I know.
And that was just the breath of the iceberg. There's a whole lot of other ones that came out that year, too. You remember a couple of years later, the Cars came out.
Yeah. I remember all that. I remember when they were new.
In the groove of sounds.
All kinds of good stuff.
Since everybody's being so quiet, why don't we get ready and kick something off? That way we'll have something to talk about.
Well, there you go. And you know what? Yeah, everybody's being bashful tonight. I don't get it. But we have Thomas on the line, so I'm gonna welcome him. Hey, Thomas, welcome aboard.
Ah, hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you doing?
Full of tech. Well, yeah, how are you?
Excellent, thank you.
All right. I already spent part of my day in open mic because Manassas was having an arts festival and they had poets reading their poetry. And I got invited to join in.
Very cool. Very cool. So, you already had a day of this. Yeah, a little different than that. Okay. Well, Rex, I guess we're ready.
Well, let's get it on the go. And
good to it.
I'm Mephisto Stone, so I guess you got to push a button.
Oh, I'm supposed to hit a button.
Are you talking to me?
Whose button am I pushing?
Up first, we have Mephisto Stone by Rich F. And that has a SoundCloud.
And that's the carryover, correct, Rex?
Yes.
Yep, Mephisto. Yep.
Okay, thank you. There we go.
Welcome to my wasted high-rise hell. Hallowed, hollowed hellos haunting me. Honky-tonk, the angels kiss and tell. Pinky plonk pianos taunting me, and as I stare out from my torture tower, up in the clouds alone, the witching hour, you ring my doorbell, 20 watts of power. A lightning flash now, drag me to the floor. Get down and dirty, time to wash it up. Now Jumping Jack is knocking on my door. I spill my tea, brown sugar in my cup. Turn on the wireless, play our songs tonight. Girl, I miss you. Angie, treat me right. Motion elevator takes me down onto the street below where heartaches end. Seeking shelter in this tinsel town, and now I stand strong, waiting on a friend. Behind the blood-red, peeling, paint-worn doors, satanic sympathy forevermore. Thank you. out on the street, the cross-town traffic flows. They race and roar and rev their wild horses. The tumbling dice reveal the highs and lows, as Elvis sings, attracting his armed forces. No sweet soul satisfaction guaranteed. Abandoned disparus in desperate need. Crossing over to the other side, I crawl into the gin joint just in time. The Memphis Queen invites me for the ride as Mephistopheles moans sad sweet rhyme. And now I know I've nothing left to lose. I quit my tower for these barroom blues.
Great read, Rich. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It is greatly appreciated. All right, Pam, why don't we kick it off with you?
Yeah. Pam. Unmute.
Okay, I'm sorry. I swore you said Pam, then I heard Tom start to talk, so I remuted myself because I thought, okay, well, he obviously said Tom. Okay. So, yeah, this was really good. It, as always, a recording and singing. I like how he brings us into the excitement of the moment of the street racing, at least that's what it seems to be about. I like the line, emotion elevator takes me down onto the street below where heartaches end, seeking shelter in this tinsel town. I also like out on the street, the cross town traffic flows, they race and roar and rev their wild horses, which I would presume is a reference to Mustang car, racing cars or street racing cars. You know, just a really lot of great references and lines to the fast-paced city life. So excellent writes and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Tom, how about you?
I didn't think I said anything, but I guess Pam was listening closer than I was listening. I like the way he used the Rolling Stone references, both in names of songs like Wild Horses or Tumbling Dice, but also with some of the ways that Jumping Jack is knocking at my door, Brown Sugar in My Cup. So it wasn't just song titles, it was also lines from them. And if you read in his author notes, he talks about reference to another singer besides Elvis, which I think is Muddy Waters, and the other song, which is Memphis Queen. I mean, I've spent too much time in rock and roll. It's probably not good for me. But this is delightful because at the same time, he has a great romp with city life and the effects it has on him. I thought it was a really clever and very well done piece.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Tom. And Mindy, how about you?
Well, I can only echo what Tom just said. I was commenting and complimenting on the fact that he laced so many titles and references in his writes, and it drummed up all those Friday night radio nights and music memories that we grew up with Angie and Girl, I'm Going to Miss You and all of those well-remembered songs. I like this. It's a very nice tribute.
Thank you, Mindy. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I think Rich did an excellent job with this. He stated down at the bottom, you know, he was inspired by two songs, but I saw a hell of a lot more than two in there. And everyone else did as well. you know, he said, get off of my cloud and honky tonk woman, but there's just way so many more references in here. And I think it was an excellent piece, you know, as always. Rich is quite a poet, so nice work. Thank you, Rich, for sharing with everybody.
Wonderfully said, everybody. And you're right. He did a great job. I like that opening stanza. Welcome to my wasted high rise hell. Hallowed, hollowed, hello, is haunting me. Honky tonk angels kiss and tell. Stinky punk again, it's haunting me. And then there's the finish on that. You ring my doorbell, 20 watts of power. And then the drain into, as Tom hit on, the thought of a big city life, and then just kick in all and just, all right. Time to get down to ground level and get into a gin joint that offers something besides music drifting up my way. And I don't need the crowd instead. I like this. The references were great. Wonderful tie-in to this because you all hit on just about everything. It's on a seeking shelter in this pencil town, a thought to give me shelter. And well, that's about the only one I can offer up since everybody got everything else. Wonderfully done, Richard. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, where do you want to go?
All right. Well said there, Rex. And up next we have Eating Heaven by Blue Harrison. And Mindy, would you give that a read for us, please?
I'd be honored to. All the ways you put me down, suffering, it's easy. Rising hard and eager for the planet. If you don't want me, that's your chain. It won't bind me, but I can't get next to you. I'd understand, gem unconsigned, though my lips dredged you up years ago. We were supernatural, and those long nights became delectable. Two blips combined to eat the heavens. This road, so much longer, heaved heavy with your demands. When did you Nova pass me? I exist on your stardust, that centered you promised before unburdening, before kissing off my devotion with a notion I could bear, that which you no longer wish to hold. You held me above the clouds, then dropped heat onto the world. You wouldn't enfold me anymore. And me, addict to your potion, carries forth every task you weren't able to complete in the new day. Starved for the darkening, aching for the recognition and arms of homecoming. And poem. Wow.
Great read, Mindy. Thank you very much. And Tom, why don't we start with you? What did you think?
I may have to just step out of this one. I know Blue too, far too well, and it's very difficult for me to talk about this poem because I know how much it relates to her personal life, and I don't feel comfortable sharing things that I don't feel I have a right to share.
Oh, no. Hey, that's fine, Tom. I understand. Mindy, you got to read it. How about you?
Well, my first response was wow, because I could I could feel it all the way through the body of the piece. This is an amazing write that can only be dredged of those deeper inner emotions and connections, and the impact that someone has on your life and can have on your life when they're that tightly held. And even the title is a pain in heaven. I mean, that right there evokes that instant sort of idea of what bliss is being consumed. And it's that, if you don't want me, that's your chain. It don't bind me, but I can't get next to you. And that says a lot. It says everything in a relationship. You know, there's people like that the hang-ups are their own. And because of it, she can't be with him, and that's painful. And I'm assuming it's a him here. Could be a her easily, but you know what I'm saying. For this point, this point in place tonight, that's the way I'm interpreting it. And I think it's a passionate and painful piece, and it beautifully penned, like everything that Blue does.
Nicely said, Mindy. Thank you. And Pam, how about you?
Oh, yeah, this is just absolutely a beautiful, emotive write. I'm always impressed by her writing, And I particularly like I Exist on Your Stardust That's Entering You Promise Be Up For Unburdening Before Kissing Off My Devotion With a Notion I Would Bear That Which You No Longer Wish to Hold. You know, sometimes time to let go. It's just really hard-hitting and very well done.
Thank you very much, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
But
you got to unmute
me. Yeah, right, exactly. This is a wonderful piece. You know, I noticed her choice of prompt, and I think it was a great place for her to express herself. You know, as Beast of Burden. But I thought it was very well penned, and I thought her emotions were very well conveyed throughout. So excellent work, and thank you for sharing, Blue. And by the way, we have another caller. And we have,
okay, who's that?
We have Stories Untold joining us. Hey, Pat.
Hi.
Hey, Pat. How you doing?
Hello. I thought I'd call in and get y'all woke up a little bit.
Okay, cool.
I mean, this afternoon I just got through cutting down some limbs off of three trees, so I'm wound for sound tonight. that snow we had, it killed five of my trees, and I'm just now, the heat's letting up enough so I can actually get outside and cut them and get them cut down, so it's been a day.
Well, it's that time of year. Do it now, or regret it later.
Yeah, or go out there in the freezing cold.
Yes.
We go from 110 to 40, you know, overnight sometimes. So we just have to.
Well, that's a
blistering
confluence of range.
Yeah. Oh, what's rain? We don't get rain here.
I mean,
we
range of
rain.
Of heat to cold.
Well, since it snowed, we hadn't got enough rain to fill a cup. But we got about 20 inches of snow, first time in 15 years. Maybe that was
yeah.
Our rain.
Doesn't affect snow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
all right,
many years.
Pam, we're heading it back to you.
All right. Up next, we have The Beat Died with Charlie Watts by Diane D. And that one does have a SoundCloud. So, Gene, whenever you're ready.
The Beat Died with Charlie Watts by Diane D. Slap. Not just Mick Jagger's drummer or a rat-a-tat-tat on stone streets. Yet he vibrated and pattered from shadows while Spacer and Bonzo compete. A trap kit of cymbals and foot pedals set the metronome pulsing in time. He's never passed through the looking glass where chessmen in black are alive. Adorns the cover of a coffee table book, its leather and binding show wear. In a bouquet of drumming and jazz suits, he labeled for Vanity Fair. Not one to jazzy the French Quarter, nor the Mardi Gras of New Orleans. Charlie, a husband, a brother, a father, a blue bubble in a little girl's dreams. Had a cricket and signature book bevy. Started as an artist of sleeve design. Beautiful objects he coined priceless cars. For a driving license he had to resign. Disliked dots on the neck of his banjo. So he strapped the neck on a stand. Whether the snare drum or a cymbal. When music and boy met a man. Born the son of a lorry driver, tip-tapping hickory sticks in the street. Drum sets will miss the Wembley whammer. When Charlie died, so did the beat. End poem.
Great read, Diane. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It's greatly appreciated. And Pat, why don't we start with you?
Me?
Yes.
Well, with the music and with my little flip phone, I couldn't catch a lot of it other than I could tell that it's based like in New Orleans. Is that what they're trying to say, like on Bourbon Street?
Oh, part of it was. It was about Charlie Watts, from the drummer from the Stones, who died this past August.
Oh, okay. Well, like this phone, I can't catch it if the music is, you know, my phone's not a flat phone, so I didn't catch it all. I'm sorry.
No problem. Tom, how about you?
I really like this. She did a beautiful job describing the man, both in terms of his history and in terms of his relationship to rock and roll and jazz, and that combined with the well-dressed man. I really like the business about Vanity Fair and a bouquet of drumming and jazz suits he labeled for Vanity Fair. Some of this was just, she just caught things really sharply. You know, Charlie, a husband, a brother, a father, a blue bubble in a little girl's dreams. She came at it from nice angles and with good metaphors, so that you came away with a sense of a man who just really loved the drums and keeping the beat and was an artist. I love the part where she played with the artist side of him, with, you know, had a cricket and a signature book bevy, started as an artist on sleeve design, beautiful objects he coined as priceless cars. Her driving license, he had to resign. All these just really clever little ins and outs. So it wasn't a straight line description of him, but it really caught the nuances and things that made him him. I thought it was brilliant.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Tom. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I really liked this one. I thought it was a very well done tribute to his music and his skill. I really like how she paid the grapevine and flow wonderful attention to detail, especially in that second stanza where she mentioned the tractive cymbals and foot pedals set the metronome pulsing in time. I also, you know, like that she went into personal details of his life, husband, brother, father, a blue bubble in a little girl's dream, the idea of how much his music meant to her. And it's just absolutely a beautiful write all the way through and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Mindy, how about you?
I thought that was phenomenal. What an amazing tribute piece of genuine appreciation and admiration penned by a true fan. And you can people can hear that she was. I bet his family would love to have a copy of this. It's a terrific, well-cadenced piece of poetry and great recording. Nice work. Very nice work.
Oh, absolutely. She even dropped in that thought. Mick introduced him one night just after he joined the band. He didn't get to play his first show until 63, I think it was, and he introduced him as the Wembley Whammer. So dropped that in to finish and hit on a lot of thoughts to that was part of him. He disliked the Dawson Neckers band, which was true. So he hooked it up another way, and he kind of hit on the drums after that, got his first set when he was 14. What he thought about his priceless cars, his beautiful objects, is true. He wasn't that standout that Baker and Bonzo offer up that she puts in the first stanza, which is also true, but he didn't want to be the front man, the one that got noticed. He wanted to slip into the background, be just part of the shadows. He was happy there. It kept him grounded, so to speak, even though he had his own demons that he had to deal with over time. But, hell, you know what? Living the life they lived, and for all those years, you're bound to come across some trouble, as most of them did. Great job there, Diane. Thank you very much. All right, Pam.
Next
up. All right. Up next, We have Give Me Lots of Land by Martha Gettle, and that also has a SoundCloud. So, Gene, whenever you're ready.
Okay. I do not see one from Martha. So if you want to skip over, I'll go hook it up. But I don't know.
All right. All right. No problem. Okay, I will go ahead and grab another one. So let's see what we got here. Aha. Here we go. Grabbing. Posting. And do-do. All right. Up next, we have Make You Stay by Chuck 17. And Tom, would you give that a read for us, please?
Certainly. Make You Stay by Chuck 17. Woke up this morning and found you were gone. Do I have enough strength to carry on? I heard our old favorite radio song, I Just Don't Have the Heart, to song along. It's more than a feeling, it's all about pain. How do I live if I can't see you again? I used to be able to sing along, knew every word to our favorite song. In your arms is where I belong. How did it all go wrong? It's more than a feeling, it's all about pain. How do I live if I can't see you again? When I close my eyes, any time of day, all I see are visions of you walking away. Thoughts of you are with me each and every day. I don't have the power that would make you stay. End poem.
Great read, Tom. Thank you very much. And Mindy, why don't we start with you, please?
This piece kind of embraces the bemused and disheartened and depressed sort of feeling that I had when I learned that he was gone too. I thought, wow, what an amazing talent, and somebody seeming to have, you know, everything to live for. So many people, you know, admired and loved what he brought to the world, but it must not have fed his soul. But This piece just embraces that experience of learning this is definitely not.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mindy. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is just a wow. I wonderful rhyme and flow. I have to agree with Mindy. I actually did not know that the lead singer had died by suffocating himself, and I thought that was just horribly sad. And yeah, you think somebody has it all, and then it just, you know, it's just a shock some all the time. But this poem itself, I like his how he uses some of the words from the song, but he makes it his own. And you know, like, it's more than a feeling, it's about all the pain. How do I live if I can't see you again? The whole sense of desperation within those lines of someone trying to move on with their life. And when I close my eyes any time of day, I always hear visions of you walking away. I like that he put that thought of any time of day, that any time of day I need to, the idea of needing to close your eyes. So just an excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Patty, how about you?
It was a beautiful, heartfelt write. On a lot of the different people that, you know, we lose in our life, a lot of times we don't realize how much of the puzzle they are. And without it, you know, you tend to feel less complete, you know, not being able to see them or embrace them. Listen, you know, and even when they're walking away, I mean, it's an excellent poem. It shows a lot of pain from loss. It's a very good writing.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Patty. And Tom, you got to read it. What do you think?
Well, the pain was really vibrantly there, and I definitely felt it in the process of reading it. Tom Schultz was one of those incredibly inventive human beings. He put out quite a few patents in the process of putting the first album together on guitar pickups and different systems of amplification. Similar to Rudkin, who changed the amount of time that you can put on a piece of vinyl by the way you change how the grooves are cut. And I'm going to stop there because I can really get real technical about all that stuff because it fascinates me and I'm in love with it. And he really catches. My experience anyway with people who are really good at music and stuff is they know they touch people, but I'm not sure they ever know how much they touch people, how deep it goes, and how much people feel like they have a relationship with the artist that is really intimate, much more than I think even artists recognize, though I know a couple who felt it a little bit and resent it. It's tricky, but he really shows beautifully how much difference a musician can make in one's life, and that's really striking because he does it really simply and with great focus.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Tom. Yeah, he did kind of embrace this song and even dropped in that thought, it's more than a feeling, as a little bit of an add-in. That paints a little bit more of the pain that's being expressed. It's more than a feeling. It's about all the pain. How do I live if I can't see you again? He had a nice little flow through with that chorus angle that works so well to express his thoughts. And, yeah, they do offer maybe a simple thought, but sometimes those are the ones that they catch the eyes and the ears of people when they're listening because it speaks on such a powerful level that everyone can understand and get something out of it that means something to them. Nicely done, Chuck. Thank you very much. And Pam, coming back your way.
Okie dokie, Smokey. Up next, we have Give Me Lots of Land by Martha Gettle. And Jean, go ahead and push play.
Give me lots of land. Give me lots of land to roam. I want to call the world my home. There's a lot of places I've never been. Darling, I'm sorry, I gotta go again. 'Cause you can't fence me in. Do I have to tell you again? I'll stay here with you for a while. The time comes, I gotta log some miles. And I love the blue sky above. There's so much to see in the land I love. You're the one, dear, the one I long to see. But baby, when it's time, I gotta roam free. You can't fence me in, do I have to tell you again? I need lots of land to wander on. When you look up, I'll be gone. End poem.
Great read, Martha. Thank you very much for SoundCloud. It is greatly appreciated. And Pam, why don't we kick it off with you?
I really like this. I really like how it has that kind of wanderlust feel to it, of how, you know, you not the character in the right in the song acknowledges that she cares about the person and wants to see him again, but stronger than how she feels about the person is how she feels about wanting to get out there and explore the world. And I really like, well, I like the opening line, give me lots of land to roam. I want to call the world my home. You know, the whole idea that home isn't just where you stay in one place, but where you go to different cultures and different areas. And I love the blue sky above. There's so much to see in the land I love. And, I like that it's never, you know, putting the person down. It's acknowledging how much she cares about him or her, him, there's such a wonderful sense of just wanting to be a free spirit and getting to know the world. And I really like that. So very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Mindy, how about you?
There's someone that is, you know, it's a terrific description and depiction, first of all, for someone whose drive and compulsions are of musical inspiration. And that is so strong that they want to immerse themselves completely in that, discover exactly what they can do with that, and surround themselves with others of the same ilk, because it drives them. It drives their inspiration. It drives their ability to get competitive with each other. And I have a daughter who's a musician, so I kind of get this. They will never be satisfied for staying still for long, because their muse pulls them, and they're compelled to go, and they have to run with it and see exactly how far they can go. It's a beautiful ride, and I think it understands that sort of mentality and drive.
Excellent, Mindy. Thank you very much. Tom, how about you?
Okay, I'm going to come at this from a totally different angle, because she's 64, I'm 71, and it used to be in the movies and in the old country songs, and I pick up on this because of that "Don't Fence Me In." It was always the guy who told the girl, "Honey, I got to roam. The world calls to me. I got to see the other side of my mountain." Or, "Honey, I got to go fight that sun battle out the street. You stay here and you take care of the homestead. Now everything will be fine. Don't worry, I'll be back after a while. I won't die this time." You know, there's a great deal of sarcasm in this, because she's playing it from the feminine side to the guy, and it just had me laughing. It really did. I might be taking this totally wrong, but, you know, that's the way it hit me, that really hard that way, you know. If she was on the other foot, but...
I like where you came from on that note. I was kind of thinking on the same thought, but not the way you did. I was going to go with the pitching for the running, headed on the highway. A little Born to be Wild kind of role. That's what this role took me through. We had the same idea. We just took a little different path getting to it. So I like what you came up with, Tom. Thank you very much. And Patty, how about you?
It's a very good ride. I think a lot of times, you know, people stay home a lot, you know, and they don't ever get out. You get to where you don't have nothing to talk about. So in her view, she wants to go out and experience and see things and, you know, take a deep breath. And then when she comes back, she feels that she has something to give of her, something to talk about, something to do. And that's where I picked up on it. You know, she said, I got to go, you know, I've got to go see and make the world mine. You know, even if it's for a little while, she's got to get out.
Yeah. I like that
very
too.
Very good point. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Patty.
Uh-huh.
All right, Pam, where do you want to go now?
All right. Up next, we have Not Sobbing to Tranquility by Sarah Evans. And Patty, would you be able to give that a read for us, please?
Okay, let me get it pulled up here. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, it's coming up. Not Sobbing to Tranquility. I don't know if I'm doing it right, trying to follow their advice. It won't sit. It won't fit. Seems to be their size. Still searching. Don't want a piece of their action. Work the hardship and the grind. Still waiting. Still faking. Never made it to the finish line. Expectations to succeed their way. Who judges winners anyway? Being legit, a maverick, never gives them any peace of mind. Frank Sinatra had the best idea. He did it his way and his own terms. Staying true, the real you, then you'll find your own peace of mind. End point.
Great read, Patty. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Mindy, why don't we start with you, please?
Oh, please start with somebody else.
Oh, okay. Pam?
I really like this. First of all, she's got some great inner rhyme with, like, sit and fit. Like, it seems like every line, waiting, faking, legit maverick. I like how she created that pattern with the inner rhyme on the third line. I also like, I know this is commented obviously by Boston, but I do like the nod to Frank Sinatra song, I Did It My Way. I thought that was really cool. And this is great all the way through, particularly like, I don't know if I'm doing it right, trying to follow their advice. You know, immediately think, starting out, you know, doing it the way people tell you to do, and then realizing that that's not how it works. Well, things don't work the same for everyone. One person's path to success is not another one's. So I just think this is a wonderful write all the way through and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Tom, what do you think?
No, I tend to agree with Pam. I like the way that this is really someone who's going, I really was fascinated by the way they succeeded, but it's not proving to be the way I want to go, you know. Expectations to succeed their way. Who judges winners anyway? Being legit, a maverick, never gives them any peace of mind. I like, you know, because at that point, it's like saying, I really can't follow somebody else's path. And then the next one with the Frank Sinatra just reinforces that. I thought it was kind of cool because, you know, you're only looking at four little verses here with some sharp, quick statements and Sarah's doing a great job of really bringing across the idea that, you know, everybody's got to go their own path because what fits for one person won't necessarily fit for the other. I thought you did that rather well.
Excellent, Tom. Thank you very much. And Patty, you got to read it. What do you think?
I really did enjoy it because there's too many people that feels like they need to fit in to something today. And they're leaving themselves behind. And getting to know yourself, you know, you can come out of that and do the things that gives you the most joy. But where it says expectations to succeed their way, who judges winners anyway? And that's what they think, you know, they're not real. They're wearing a mask. And it's taking them down when you do that. You're not happy. It's very good point.
Nice. I like that fourth line in that opening stanza. Seems to be their size as if one size fits all, and the shoe never fits if you really want to stick it on everybody's foot. It don't ever fit at all. And round holes and square pegs don't match either, so that's the idea. You're not going to fit into their realm. Best find another one that works for you. Mindy, you ready by chance?
Yeah, I am. You know, I had to think about this one for a bit, and I agree with her. Following that genuine vein of procession leads to that inner peace in the end. We have to find out and trust our own inclinations and see just exactly what we can do, what we can share, and expend what we have to give. If we're always following somebody else, if we're always looking to others to lead, we're never going to find out what we can do on our own, what was meant for us, if we don't reach outside of that nicely laid box. And I know that there's comfort in that box for some, but it's not going to be true and genuine peace because you're in the end not, you're going to have not felt like you really truly shared yourself. You're going to have refab what everybody else has done. And and this piece really speaks to that beautifully.
Oh, thank you, Minnie. That was a perfect closing thought. Excellent. All right, Pam, we're coming to you.
All right. Up next, we have Set My Soul on Fire by Betty Page, and it goes like this. When I look at you, there's just something in your eyes that sets my soul on fire. You ignite my heart. I feel so high in a daze. I'm blown away, tingles all over. You're so hot that I'm on fire. Adrenaline rush. My heart starts racing when I look into your eyes. I just lose my mind. You're so damn wicked. Oh, I've just got to have you teach me all your ways, honey. You amaze. Sticky intoxication. I'm so sweet on you. When I look at you, my heart. I'm sorry. Ouch. Okay. I'm really sorry. My eyes are blurring too much. Mindy, could you please read that one?
You bet. You bet. Wow. Holy smokes, this is my first. You were doing great, girl. You were on fire.
Sets
my soul on fire. When I look at you, there's just something in your eyes sets my soul on fire. You ignite my heart. I feel so high in a daze. I'm blown away. Tingles all over. You're so hot that I'm on fire. Adrenaline rush. My heart starts racing. When I look into your eyes, I just lose my mind. You're so damn wicked. Got to have you. Teach me all your ways. Honey, you amaze me. Sticky intoxication. I'm so sweet on you. When I look at you, there's just something in your eyes sets my soul on fire. You ignite my heart. I feel so high. In a daze, I'm blown away. You're my perfect match. I'm hypnotized by your love, locked in your fine gaze. As you caress me, I'm pulsating all over. So hot for your love. Tingles all over. You're so hot that I'm on fire. Adrenaline rush. My heart starts racing. When I look into your eyes, I just lose my mind. And poem.
Great read, Mindy. Thank you very much. And Patty, why don't we start with you? What did you think?
Oh, my goodness. This is it's a pretty poem. It's a pretty poem, but she got hot. Connection, I think the connection sometimes, doesn't matter how old you are, if you have that connection, it's a look. There's a look that a man can give you that you truly, truly love. And I don't care how old you get, you still get the tingles. You still get the hots. You still everything. That's just the way it is.
Thanks, Daddy.
You don't
and
get too old enough.
How about you?
So I just got to get this because the way she set up the short lines and the repeating, you know, of the longer one, there's just something in your eyes, there's just something in your eyes. All I could hear were power chords and Schultz's extended, you know, extended guitar lines, using all the feedback to just, you know, carry that note to the infinite degree. It's really sharp, and she really got the beat properly, you know, and setting up these short lines, so they all punch. You could really do a nice rock song on this, and nobody would realize that it was, you know, written by a nice elderly lady who has a hot twist to her thinking, you know. I just really get it.
And that was funny, Tom. I like that. Thank you very much. Mindy, you got to read it. What'd you think?
Well, this was hotly expressed, and I wrote, holy smokes, girl, you surely singed the page. Ink drops hot, cold through paper. Burn through paper. This was steamed in. There is no question about what she's feeling or thinking. So if he's got any sort of doubt whatsoever, this should have cleared it up.
I'll add one thing next to that, Mindy. Yeah, she better save this because this could actually work for a foreigner, hot blooded too.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Yeah, would.
It was a good piece, Betty. Thank you very much. Coming back your way, Pam.
All right. Up next, we have Mindy's poem, which has a recording. So, Gene, go ahead and push play when you're ready.
Foreplay life repays for time, fuck. Blue anthems of blood rights, steel and tan skin stricken. Axe and drum, metal props, hammers. Teen liberation, scalding and solo licks. Lung clung, purged screams. Till headliners loosen, shrill notes held. Term cold imprisonment served. 17 years, nerve dried, speakers fried, encapsulated,
my voice cried. In a spree-rising crest of surf verve swells, Boston's blast on electric ear bleed, cacophony's unlacing, eclectic pinion creed, shackled controls, shattered in song, graduation, diploma, out and away, taking my time, staking fresh days, life's thirst coiled and primed, missteps or wins, scores rhymed in me, music's side door bursting, leather free, memories savored, long and band strong refrains. Time doesn't wait for me, this rock keeps on rolling, sail on a distant highway. I've got to keep on chasing a dream. Yeah, I got to be on my way. End poem.
Great read, Mindy. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. That was perfect. Let's get you some comments. Pam, what you think?
Well, I really like that she went really let out her sassiness with the title. And it's just, as always, a masterful command of language, beautiful and emotive, and just an absolutely wonderful recording. So very well done, Mindy.
Thanks, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. And Patty, how about you?
What was the title of that?
You don't want to
play Life Repaid.
I can't even find it, huh?
Foreplay, Life Repays.
Okay, I'm not seeing that on mine.
It's not in the contest.
Okay, that's why I can't find it.
Yeah, you actually have to here. I'll repost it in Late Night Poets. You have to actually look in Late Night Poets and you'll see it.
Well, everybody else's was there so far on the listing that I'm looking at.
Right,
the one that went from not sobbing
on the
to
board.
Set my soul on fire? No,
it's not in the it's not on the contest.
Okay. Well, then
yeah.
I didn't catch that one.
Okay, Pam.
I was looking for it while it was being read.
Tom, how about you?
I like the opening line, blue anthems of blood rites, steel and tan skins stricken, axle and drum metal pop, hammers, teen liberation scalding and solo licks. It reminds me of somebody watching a concert and commenting and catching the intensity and the participation. Because when it's a really good group, don't watch rock and roll like people sitting at an opera. They participate in the music. They become obsessed with it, and that whole first verse just catches the way the music just races through you, and it was just incredibly intense and really beautifully done. I really liked that first verse. And the rest of it, it's like coming down off a high, listening to the way the rest of it moves. And the last verse, just picking up little pieces from songs, but just sort of like, you know, leading you to that last line, I got to be on my way. You know, it's things are over. It's time to move on. Got to go.
Nicely said, Tom. Thank you. And Gene, how about you?
Well. What a title, friend.
How much pull am I stocking today? Except for that one, yeah.
Oh, goodness. But it was a great piece. I thought it was well penned, and I thought it was a great take on the prompt. And I think everything was really nicely expressed. I think it's funny how music can take us back, drawing those feelings and experiences back to the surface. and kind of like it just it does something inside of us, you know. And I think that it was a great poem here, and very well done.
Thanks for putting that reminder. Thanks for putting the reminder in my IM about the show.
All right, Mindy. That first stanza kind of hits on that note of that which you come to terms with, the music, listening to it and wanting to see it. But that second stanza kind of hits on that note, term, cold imprisonment, serve. And then you hit on the thought, 17 years dry, speakers crying in cafe, my voice cried in the spree, rising crest of self, embarrassed wealth. It kind of hits on that notion of wanting to go to see the show, but denial was there for some reason, and you hit it with that sort of cold imprisonment. There's something a rising swell within at that point. You couldn't wait till you graduated so you could get out on your own and live life according to what you saw in that moment, which was actually, hey, I want to celebrate with my friends and go to a concert like this and have a good time. But it seems that wasn't at that point in time until you actually graduated. And that's where that last line, I've got to be on my way, it's off the fading note, so to speak.
Absolutely. And it was our graduation song, too, so it kind
of... Oh, nice.
Thanks.
Excellent. All right, Pam, we're coming back your way.
All right, Patty. Your poem is up.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Okay, let me get down here. Seconds into years to one moment shared. We rock, we play, like children the world fades. We sigh one more night. Baby, heaven's embrace. Comes with a smile, heaven's delight. In my arms, she sighs still. Mine tonight fell into a silence, felt the embrace from past breaths, eyes of fire, golden hues, soul's jest, captured without a clue, wrapped satin sheets, creating life anew, breathless I am, mind gone wild, heaven comes with a smile, heaven comes with a smile. We rock, we play like children, the world fades, we sigh one more night, baby's heaven's embrace. Comes with a smile, heaven's delight in my arms. She sighs, still mine tonight. Heartbeats sink as one. Kissing, she softly hums, giving up her charms. Purring engine, well tuned in my arms. Climax rises as silence torn, mingled forms play. Satisfaction adorns her face. Heaven comes with a smile. Heaven comes with a smile. Day passes, a glance across the room. Replay of the night moves across in tune. Dance of the memory, eye candy so gives. Dreams entangled continues to spill. The mind, the senses take him away. Her perfume scent still in play. Reflection seen heaven comes with a smile. The heart and dance, the mind goes wild. We rock, we play, like children the world fades. We sigh one more night, baby heaven's embrace. Come with a smile, heaven's delight. In my arms, she sighs, still mine tonight. End point.
Great read, Patty. Thank you very much. And
you're
Mindy, why don't we start with you, please?
This is such a moving piece. And, you know, I was stricken by the fact that there's more than one level this piece could be interpreted on. And it could be that love for a child. And it could be love for a child that's lost. It could be, you know, it really has that sort of sense to it where it could be interpreted in those ways where you're savoring memories and appreciating the time gifted and given to whatever length of time that it is. This is such a moving piece, and your words do impact hearts beautifully, Pen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mindy. And Pam, how about you?
I really like how you wrote this, like a song, and it's just wonderful. The stanza, like, we rock, we play like children, the world fades, we sigh one more night, Baby heaven's embrace comes with a smile, heaven's delight. My arm she sighs, still mine tonight. It's got such a ethereal and romantic feel to it, in the idea that it's just that last night together, and such a sense of innocence to it too. I also like day passes, a glance across the room, we play of the night moves across in tune, dance of the memory, eye candy so gives, dreams entangled continues to spill. I like that you put in there that idea of thinking about what used to be or what had been. Absolutely a beautiful write all the way through, Patty, and very well done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam. And Tom, how about you?
Well, I like this. Well, from the opening line, we rock, we play, like children in the world fade, we sigh one more night, baby heaven's embrace. The feeling of the way in which music makes us feel young all over again. And then there's something about the way it dances with us and we dance with it and embrace and move to it. This next one, heart fell into silence, felt the embrace from past press, eyes of golden hue, soul just captured without a clue, wrapped satin sheets, creating life anew. The whole sense of just magic and the sensuality of music and the way it moves through us and how young we become again. We rock, we play like children in the world fades, we sigh one more night. It's like, in a way, music and love become the fountain of youth, and we find each other in it, and we rediscover each other in it, and it holds memories that take us back, and music that powers us up and keeps us moving when we might have stayed sitting. I just think the energy in it is both tender and intimate, but at the same time lively and has its own sort of wildness, being done with the feel of a lullaby. It's just a great mix. I'm really impressed by this piece. This holds a whole lot.
Thank you so much.
Great comment, Tom. And I couldn't come up with my thought on what that the lullaby angle hits on a nice tone, because you're right. It does have that little bit of a lullaby embrace to it. And it hits on that note of youthful exuberance that walks through this as well, the tenderness, the angle that rolls through it. In my arms, she sighs, still mine tonight, and offers up a couple other things, like she softly hums, giving up her charms, purring engine while tuned in my arms. Another a nice, youthful, exuberant thought with that. And again, that play, in my arms, she sighs, still mine tonight. There is that note of that which still lingers. It touches everybody in the moment. Nicely done, Patty.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Pam, coming back your way.
Up next, we have Coat of Many Colors by Eric Svensson, and that one has a SoundCloud. Gene, whenever you're ready.
Coat of Many Colors. Aquamarine aquanauts mesmerize. Dome jellyfish swerve. Swirl a fluid waltz. Happy hooker propulsion skywards. X-ray sunshafts penetrate convex wave ceiling. Giddy gallop ride. Steeplechase towards the lights. Laser beam intoxication entices, ever upwards, go and hitch a ride. Majestic manta ray sweeps past, glides like regal stealth bomber. Sudden swift shadow block sunlight penetration. Remarkable drop in oxygen tank levels. Goggles cause a beveled mirror reflection. Majestic manta ray circles closer, going hitch a ride. Jellyfish trails silver guitar strings, entranced by underwater acoustics. Blowfish swim closer. Ferocious oxygen bubbles blow quicksilver parachutes. Regulator needle rigor mortis jigs, jives into red. Deep nirvana immersion entrances. Methuselah coelacanth approaches, going hitch a ride. Ambidextrous octopus adjudicator squirts black ink. Dark, dense shadows, blacks are torpedo sunlight shafts. Lead bangles above flippers too heavy. Methuselah coelacanth berates octopus adjudicator. Hookup pipe bubbles blow the answer toward silver jellyfish guitar strings. Last gulp of oxygen taken. Netherworld cobra hiss, kiss of life, beware the bends. Too deep down, can't hitch a ride. Strange sensation of organ music sets in. Bach, rollable, fingers rake organ keys. Blackout moment imminent. Paternal porpoise approaches from left. Maternal dolphin from right. Dorsal fins form a stretcher. Silver jellyfish harp strings accompany underwater requiem. Hitch a ride too far. End of.
Great read, Eric. Thank you very much for the sound crowd. It is greatly appreciated. All right, so let me see. It's me, Gene, and Pam and Patty in the room because Tom and Mindy went night-night, right?
Yes,
that
sir.
Is correct.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, cool. All right, Pam, why don't we start with you?
All right. I like all the ocean references, and especially to the jellyfish because you know, besides looking like spaceships, the cover does look a lot like a sort of a mechanical jellyfish. So I thought that was really cool. I always joke around and tell my children I should have named them Stingray, Manta Ray, Sun Ray, and whatever else kind of ray I can think of. But they were lucky I didn't do that. I like the how he puts going hitch a ride and can't hitch a ride. It's to me it's a reference to the series The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and I thought that was a really cool reference. I also like the Methuselah reference, the idea that the idea of the ocean life being some of the oldest in the world. Also, a hookah pipe bubbles blow the answers towards silver jellyfish guitar strings, last gulp of oxygen takes. You know, that was a really nice kind of Alice in Wonderland type feel to it. And really, I like how this is all about, it's interesting because it's almost mythical-like in the idea that we've entered a land of make-believe and magic, and yet it's also the realism of diving down into the ocean and all the things that you can see there. And let's see, the strange sensation of organ music sets in, Bach rollerball, fingers rake, organ keys, blackout moment imminent. I feel like like those lines there pay tribute to some the style of music, how it really had a very almost electronic type vibe and feel to it. So as always, just a wonderful creative great use of imagery, and very well done.
Nicely said, Pat. Thank you very much. And Patty, how about you?
I thought it was wonderful read. It's almost like outer space on an inner view. You know, it's like reversing it. And the way she put, or the writer put on there on the differences of the creatures that are in the ocean, how they have their own sounds, their own, you know, traits that they follow. And like on the end where she talk, or they talk about the different dolphins, there's doctors in the ocean, and they come to save, but it's too far down. They hit your ride too far. I really enjoyed it. I'm sorry, I'm coughing.
Thank you, Patty.
Excuse me. Getting over acute bronchitis.
I think this can be taken a couple of ways, literally for what's offered as far as the view and the vivid scenery off. But there is an underlying note of sensuality within this filming. Happy Hooker, Propulsion Skywards, Majestic Manta Ray sweeps past, flies like a regal stealth bomber, Remarkable Drop in Oxygen Tank Levels, Goggles Cast a Beveled Mirror Reflection, Majestic Manta Ray circles closer from Hitcherat. That there's a wry undertone to this that speaks in another sense. And hookah pipe bubbles blow the answer towards silver jellyfish guitar strings. And that, and the thought would be there was something else with a laser beam intoxication. Kind of hits on the note of nightclub action, where the themology, and maybe even there's a huge water tank that's backlit as part of the the themology, and this kind of walks in that thought. The paternal and maternal porpoise and dolphin near the end kind of hits on that notion of making sure the one who's overloaded on the hookah and the laser beam intoxication doesn't kind of fade away totally onto the floor itself. And that's where that door comes, hitch the ride too far, overindulged in the evil. All right, Pam, what about you?
Great comment there, Rex. I have to say it's really awesome how many sound clouds you got for this show. Very cool to hear people's voices. And up next, we have More Than a Feeling, It Was Everything by River Blue. And we also have a recording for that one. So, Jean, whenever you're ready.
More Than a Feeling, It Was Everything. September of 17, in your brother's shadow gray Mustang. The song we used to play as we fell in love. Before we lost one friend, two indifferent winter wind. They were there waiting bright beneath Friday night lights. That song, the soundtrack of our first dance, first kiss, the orchestra of our innocence. You can run from yourself easier than you can run from a past like that. Nothing keeps me warmer now than burning those sweet memories over bourbon fire. I sacrifice a few of them when I'm lonely and cold, and Montana rain seeps to the bone. You should see them light the darkest night when I build Joan of Arc fire. Then close my eyes to visit ghosts of us at homecoming, dancing to our song. No matter how cold it gets, I don't burn the most precious recollections. I keep a few to cry about when I put on your old shirt and dance with your shadow to let those days live again and on.
Great read, River. Thank you very much for the sound card. It is greatly appreciated. And Patty, why don't we start with you?
I thought it was very pretty. It's like a back memory that you can't let go on a lot of things. I couldn't pull the poem up because I can't get on their page. So I couldn't read along with them.
Okay, thank you, Patty. And Pam, how about you?
Oh, well, this is just another beautiful, emotive write. I like that it takes us back in time, that an era, like a time that was both innocent and just heart-wrenching. When she touches upon the losing a friend and, the memories that are there, that those bittersweet memories of the good times had together, but at the same time knowing that they'll never be there again. When I build Joan of Arc fires and close my eyes to visit ghosts of us at homecoming, dancing to our song. And I like how she mentions that, dancing to our song, because so oftentimes music, especially the music of our youth, is so intertwined with those memories. So just a wonderful write all the way through and very well done.
You're right, it was. Again, I thought they were there waiting bright beneath Friday Night Lights. That hits the thought of a football player, a high school football player. And that song, The Orchestra of Our Innocence, great touch with that one. You can run from yourself easier than you can run from a past like that. So something really deep got in the infected thought right there and kept that. And sweet memories over bourbon fire. I like that line. And I sacrifice a few of them when I'm lonely and cold and Montana rain seeps to the bone. What does that kind of pour into the notion of deep and cold that notion is? And but then to sit there and visit ghosts of us at homecoming dancing to our song. And that last stanza itself was a great finish, dancing in the dark, so to speak. All right, Pam, coming back your way.
All right, let me just get the next one in the room. And did someone say my name?
No.
No, okay. Okay.
Now you're hearing things?
Okay. Well, I swore I heard somebody say my name, and I just wanted to make sure. All right, so up next is Infinite Our Passions by Rich F. And that too has a SoundCloud. So, Gene, whenever you're ready.
I will not sob. I will not yearn. Just take me there where home fires burn. Run all night. Sleep all day, mystic vibes, my Milky Way. Coming into land, O Mother Gaia, the chaos cosmic frenzy flames burn higher. Consciousness awakes in hyperspace, transponders trained to listen to their voices. The sun explodes. Ignites a perfect face. We slip away now, running out of choices. The cosmic, eerie muzak starts my day. I dream of you and watch you fade away. I will not sob, I will not yield, forever on a foreign field, I hear the songs we used to play. My astral angel floats away. Now, through the wormhole to my exoplanet. Kaleidoscopic constellation chords. My aching heart, now made of dreams, not granite. We sing our old songs, mumbling the words, and slipping, sliding, stumbling, crossed swords. I strum our songs and dream of Mother Gaia, light years away, the message on the wire, taken now upon the solar breeze, the whispered words that whistle through the trees. Fickle feelings, 5 years in the making. Infinite our passions, more or less. Lunar love light, leaping, unmistaken, invades my soporific consciousness. I will not sob, I will not cry. The magic music, hearts will fly. The cold, cold depths of hyperspace, I dream of you, the alien race. I will not sob, I will not cry. The magic music, hearts will fly. The cold, cold depths of hyperspace. I dream of you, the alien race. I dream of you, the alien race.
Patty, why don't we start with you? What'd you think?
I thought it was a lovely poem and song. I like the background music with it also. It's like a dream that I think they have for beyond here, you know, and there's some place that's so magical to them. Like the transponders trained to listen for their voices. The sun explodes, ignites her perfect face. We slip away, now running out of choices. And it's amazing. I thought it was amazing the way she put it together, or he put it together. And the way the last two lines of fickle feelings, 5 years in the making, infinite our passion, more or less, lunar love like, leaping, unmistaking, invades my soporific consciousness. I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Patty. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is just absolutely wonderful. I tell you, you've got some just wonderful talent, you know, with the music and the alliteration. I would not have picked up on how he did the Boston backwards to get the opening line. But so I was glad that he did said that in his the AN. I thought that was really cool. I really like how he took and had a couple of stanzas that were a couplet, and the imagery of space and the you know solar system, and paying tribute to the Mother Earth, to Mother Gaia, I thought was a really great touch. I will not sob, I will not yield forever on a foreign field. I hear the songs we used to play, my astral angel floats away. Such a sense of loss, but at the same time kind of a sense of knowing that they're going on to a better place, they're going on to somewhere to explore and for horizons to be broadened. So just an excellent write and very well done.
Yeah, I think you took the notation. It's been such a long time before that song, and strung it with a nice thought to universe as a whole, higher space, Mother Gaia, and other thoughts on that. But he hits on let me see, what is it? Fickle Feelings, 5 years in the making. There is that nice, careful notation in that line of how long it took Tom Scholz to actually. Finally make that song a whole piece. So there is that in there. And it does, the cosmic eerie music starts my day. I dream of you and watch you fade away. There's a nice touch from the song itself, which is played well in here with just a little touch of in the lines to make it work on his level. And then it hits on making hot, now made of dreams, not granite. It's been a long time. The thought is I have not gravitated to the bitterness, and this song is kind of an offering a green quality for that which they once had, because there was a little note in there to with the love being what was it? Maybe what was it? I can't find it. Oh, infinite our passions, more or less. So, some rough times in there as well. All right, Ann, we're coming back to you.
All right. Well, first of all, I'd like to welcome Chris to the show. Welcome, Chris. Glad you could join us.
Morning, everyone. Hope you're going well. Morning,
how are you doing?
I can't move. Thank you. How about yourselves?
Good to hear you.
Good.
And Chris, I put your poem up, so go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Okay, I'm just finding it a second. Right then. Sinatra, that's life. Sinatra made a song famous, What a Life He Lived. But for us mere mortals, we who live existences full of trips and falls. If a toast falls, the buttered side tastes the rug. If the coat's at home, rain falls like a sink without a plug. But amidst the dips come the highs, those days when everything falls right. The last minute goal wins you a bet. The umbrella has a hole in it, but you don't get wet. Frank made a famous song his own, but closer to home, luck is made and positive attitudes brighten tough days. And if you still feel like crying, remember the life of Brian. Always look on the bright side of life. End poem.
Excellent. Thank you very much there, Chris. Appreciate it. All right,
thank
Andy,
you
get to lead off. Am?
Yeah, sorry. Absolutely awesome. Really like the rhyme and flow. I like the Frank Sinatra reference. If the toast falls, the buttered side tastes the rug. If the coat's at home, rain falls like a sink without a plug. I really like how, you know, it's kind of like you got that idea of Murphy's Law in there, and how it's really got a nice humorous touch to it, like the whole idea that, you know, it's bound to happen that the toast will fall, butter side, down. And I like how you ended this poem. There's so many great lines, but I do also like the umbrella has a hole in, but you don't get wet. And positive attitudes brighten tough days. You know, the always look on the bright side of life. That's a great reference to that song. Was that by? Oh, dang, I'm blanking out.
Monty Python, Life of Brian.
Yes, that's it. That was very cool. I just, all in general, I have to say that I really like the positive vibe and the positive message of just looking on, you know, that enjoying life and not worrying about the little things. So very well done.
Thank you very much, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. And Patty, how about you?
Patty had to go.
Oh, okie dokie. Yeah. All right. I like your humanness, Chris. If the toast falls, the butter side tastes the rub. And you know what? It's always true. And damn, did you get that bloody thing after that? Because there ain't no wiping off the stuff on the butter. Just not
nope.
That and again, that next stanza down. But amidst the dips come the highs, those days when everything falls right. The last-minute goal wins you a bet. The umbrella has a hole in, but you don't get wet. There's a nice touch of that. Everything just seems to walk well. But I do. I got a kick out. And if you still feel like crying, remember the Life of Brian. Always look on the bright side of life. Damn, I love that movie. I got to revisit it once more and have some laughs.
I'm glad you enjoyed. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Chris. All right, Neil, where we go next?
All right, I got to grab the next poem. Here. Up next, we have... Peace of Mind by Dave and Rex. Will you give that a read for us, please?
Peace of Mind by Dammit Dave. It's hard these days to find some peace of mind. I watch the news and worry fills my head. I'm so stressed out that life's become a grind. I wish that I could shut things out instead. I'm taking pills for my anxiety, but they don't work as well as I would hope. The problems in this world won't leave me be. Some days, it's hard to find a way to cope. I tell myself, stay calm. It doesn't work. Although it helps avoiding crowds and noise. And music is a really helpful perk, help maintain my temper and my poise. But life's still tough, and it is hard to find enduring calm and lasting peace of mind. End poem. All right, Chris, why don't we start with you? What'd you think?
I just commented, it's an excellent write. I mean, I love it. I don't watch the news these days. It just depresses me. So I can totally empathize with the press stanza. And I say the rhyme works throughout, the flow works throughout. It's just an excellent poem. I say it's a really good modern sonnet. You can totally put it to life at the moment, can't you? And I say music as well. And I mean, I empathize with the music thing because music's basically got me through the last 18 months. So it's an excellent write.
Thank you very much, Chris. And Pam, how about you?
I thought this was an excellent take on the song Peace of Mind, and that, as always, a great modern sonnet. I like especially the lines about, I watch the news and worry fills my head. You know, if you weren't stressed already, just watching the news will do that to you. And the problem in this world won't leave me be. Some days it's hard to find a way to cope. I tell myself, stay calm, it doesn't work. I like that because it just kind of, I think, pokes fun at a lot of the kind of self-help books that are out there that think it's all just, you know, mind over matter. I thought this was just an excellent write all the way through and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. I like the way you did a little twist on that piece of mind and do it on a different level. It hits on that, so I'm so stressed that life's become a grind. I'm taking pills for my anxiety. I'm seeing the world as well. I watch the news. I'm worried about my head. There is that constant presence of fear porn weighing heavily upon one's mind to the point that, yeah, it does make you anxious. And then that daughter in the third stanza, I tell myself stay calm. It doesn't work, although it helps avoiding crowds and noise. Yeah, because along with everything else, the crowds and noise seem to be another sparking gem of impropriety these days as well. And music is really a helpful perk to help maintain my temper and my poise. I thought that was a great thought to finish off the third stanza. But the last two, but life's still tough and it's hard to find enduring calm and lasting peace of mind. That is tough when everybody parrots the same crap across the news agencies, and then you get to hear it on the streets too. So there is no significance to actually gaining peace of mind when you're surrounded by the same gratuitous fear porn constantly. Nicely done, Dave. All right, Pam?
Well said there, Rex, and I'm glad you brought up the part about the line about music, because that was definitely a great point that he made there in that poem. So excellent comment. And up next we have Two Packs by Longfellow Serenade, and it goes like this. I smoke two packs of cigarettes a day. My doctor tells me quit, and she's not joking, but cigarettes help keep the stress at bay. And that's one major reason I'm still smoking. It's not a healthy habit, and I know it's likely going to shave some time from life. But life's a freaking dog and pony show. The world's a mess, and violence is rife. When I get stressed, I smoke another butt. And nowadays, I get stressed out a lot. The lines in life no longer are clear-cut. I watch as things around me go to pot. I used to drink as well, but now I've quit. And though it's something that I don't regret, I have increased my smoking quite a bit. I get worked up and light a cigarette and poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. Very much on the same flavor as Dave's piece, but with a different note of stress relief against the fear porn. But I like that end stanza. I used to drink as well, but now I've quit. And although it's something that I don't regret, I have increased my smoking quite a bit. I get worked up and light a cigarette. On the converse of that, I know somebody who did the hypnotized thing to quit smoking, yet his consumption of alcohol went up conversely. So it works on the opposite angle of that one, too. Nicely done, Longfellow. Thank you. And Pam, how about you?
Oh, I did enjoy this one, too. I enjoy the rhyme and flow to it. I like how, you know, it references, you know, the idea of how stressful life can be, and the acknowledgement that it's not a healthy habit, smoking, but, you know, sometimes, but I really like the line, but life's a friggin' dog and pony show. The world's a mess. And, you know, that is so true. I also like the lines in life no longer are clear cut. I watch as things around me go to pot. And it's like, I know that means like to go to hell, to just go, you know, like be a complete disaster. But I feel like it also mentions, references smoking pot. You know, so I feel like there's like that nice, fun dual meaning there. So it's just an excellent write and very well done.
Thank you very much, Pam. And Chris, how about you?
And like you just said yourself, it's very much like Damn It Dave's sort of poem. It's just about basically the stress that modern life brings if you sort of let it weigh down on you. And I mean, I suppose, as well as cigarettes, it's probably like fast food. I should imagine every nation's weight in the world has gone up with even rubbish food the last 18 months. I mean, it's a great poem. I love the rhyme. I love the message in it. And so I like life's a freaking dog and pony show. The world's a mess and violence is rife. Like, it's going to save some time from life. It's a great poem. I'll say I have again commented. I really enjoyed it.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Chris. All right, Pam. Back to
all
you.
All right. Up next, our most likely our last poem for the night and the few we have left with the carryovers is Doing Time by Peter Solway. And Chris, will you give that a read for us, please?
I will. I'm just finding it. Doing Time by Peter Solway. Charlie, what's his name? St. Peter, double-checking. Paperwork with pandemic. Eternal. Inferno. Overtime. Filling cabinets of cumulus. Cursing, lightning, hurricanes. Spitting out Jack, Jill, Jagger, not here, whilst double-checking for Charlie, what's his name? Need mortal spectacles, more angels on reception, less sinners to balance equation. Not having to open shoot, send the saved sheep down. Patient as a smiling Gandhi in prison. Charlie, what's his name, in divine suspension. Limbo's no problem, each sentence as it comes. Waiting room in the dusted moon, big concert of heaven coming. Storms of constellations beyond great gas galaxies. Angelic fans screaming from limousines. St. Peter still mumbling. K for Keith Rich. Noting pre-booked reservations. Him and Zed for a Zimmerman. Jew or Christian. Oh, a day. Off to crater wonder. Admire star culps of little oxygen. Stars of tomorrow as yet unborn. And Charlie, what's his name? Still waiting. Ready to beat a drum. Ring a triangle. Tap a symbol, sign on St. Peter's dotted line. But sadly, Gandhi and Mandela, no musicians, always smiling, little elf. Charlie, what's his name, now resident of paradise, wishing he'd been in mortal life more immoral. It's more well bad jazz drummer, charging beat, unfaithful with Marianne, heroine, splitting mix, lights wide open. But Charlie, what's his name, being in endless heaven, mutiny useless for such seditious sport, always forgiven by Walt, the Whitman captain. That's the longest poem I've ever read, I think.
Great read, Nick, Chris. Thank you very much. And what do you think?
You did say my name, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I really like this all the way through. It's as always, he's got his own take on things. I like it just with the question, Charlie, what's his name? And I think that really makes a good reference to the idea that oftentimes the drummer is the easily forgotten, or not forgotten, but not right out in front in the spotlight. And I really like the need mortal spectacles, more angels on reception, less sinners to balance equation, not having to open shoot, send the save sheep down. I think there's really such a kind of a sense of irony in those lines. What else here? Oh, ring a triangle, tap a symbol, sign on St. Peter's dotted line. I don't know. I just I feel like, you know, that there's this kind of like an ironic sense of humor in a lot of his lines. And I like that he mentions Marianne, unfaithful with Marianne, heroin splitting mix, lips wide open. Just a really lot of clever wordplay all the way through and very well done.
Thank you very much, Pam. And Chris, you got to read this. What do you think?
Epic poem. I mean, I love the references to the Rolling Stones throughout, like you say. And obviously the tribute, I'm taking it as a tribute to Charlie Watts, and say it's just, like Pam said, the drummers were actually always anonymous in the band. I mean, how many bands can you name the drummer when you can name the lead singer or the lead guitarist sort of thing? So, and like I say, I love this sort of like, just some of the lines, which I'd written them myself, less sinners to balance equation and not having to open shoot, send the save sheet down. I mean, again, that's like a hack on its own, isn't it? It's a brilliant poem. Thanks for letting me read it as well.
All right, you did a great job. Thank you. There were some great thoughts in here near the second to last stanza at the end. Charlie, what's his name, now resident of paradise, wishing to be in mortal life, more immoral, a bit more, well, bad jazz
rock
drummer. Changing beat, unfaithful with Marianne heroin, splitting mix lip wide open. Actually, he did do those last couple of things. Mick woke him up one night in the hotel room and told him to come on downstairs. He needed a drummer. Well, he gets dressed, goes downstairs, and punches Mick in the mouth and splits his lips. I'm not going to do that to me again. And he did have a bout in the mid-80s of, what the hell, midlife crisis. And he had been indulging in heroin and there was some trouble with Marianne, but they did stay able to get together until he died. So they had a very long life together. And I did like, there is the note coming up the front of this about the irony that, yeah, Peter's got the link and you can't find Charlie's name. And it kind of hits on that note of being the one in the background, the one in the shadows, the one who wanted that, no part of the limelight, but was happy where he sat as part of the backdrop. It was a clever allusion running through this because you hit on everything else. You got Gandhi, you got everything else he named in here as front runners going in. Even Keith and Mick's names on the list knows where they're going, but yet can't find Charlie until he finally gets down near the bottom end. And I like that note to the Walt Whitman captain, my captain. Nicely done. Thank you very much, Peter. All right. Great show, Pam. Gene, thank you very much. Chris, thank you for coming on board. Come again, will you?
Great to speak.
Enjoy having
you. Great to speak to you guys.
Thank you, Mindy, Tom, Patty. Enjoyed. We had some laughs and some great music to listen to. Thank you, everybody. Have a great evening.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Good night, all.
Excellent. Great job, Rick.
Night, gang.